Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, where we inspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. Today we're going to be talking about miracles. And you know, sometimes we think of miraculous events as something that, you know, it is, and it's unusual, spectacular, supernatural events of God, which they are. It's a moment in time in which God changes the everyday to something spectacular and miraculous, a shift in the paradigm from the shift in what we normally see, feel, hear, and touch to a shift in the supernatural. For that moment, we can see how the Spirit works. But we also think of miracles, when we think of miracles, as something that happened long ago and that it can't be done in this era and time and date, which is so wrong. And then we think of miracles that are just these miraculous sightings. But they're everyday miracles that happen to us every day. We're going to be talking about that. But right now, you know how we do it. We're going to take a deep breath. Breathe out. Thanking God for all the miracles that He presents for us every day if we just open our eyes and see. Miracles happen every day, and we thank you, Father, for those miracles. We breathe in, and we ask that you open our eyes to see the everyday miracles as well as the spectacular miracles. Thank you. So we're going to take another breath. We're going to listen to No Limits, No Boundaries by Israel and Nubi.
All around me, stretch forth, break forth, release me, enlarge my territory.
Amen. You know, and that song really kind of, to me, speaks about miracles, because it's talking about no limits, no boundaries, enlarge my territory, which is enlarge my vision, enlarge my consciousness, so that I'm expanded to know that I think with the mind of God. Jesus said, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. He also said, these things I do, you shall do, and greater things. So miracles, you know, we have some folks that say the miracles don't happen today. Well, maybe your vision and your thought processes and your consciousness is not expanded enough to receive that miracles do happen, and miracles happen every single day. If you wake up in the morning and you have breath in your body, as my grandmother said, and you can hit your feet on the floor, you've woken up to a new day. That is a miracle, baby. You know, to touch the loved one that you love, to hug them, to feel their presence, because when they're not here, you can't smell, breathe, or touch them. So to be able to do that, to feel love, to give love, to receive love is a miracle. To have your sight, your vision, ask somebody that doesn't have it, is a miracle that we ought to be grateful for every single day. To just live, to know that you know God and have a relationship, not religion, but you actually have a relationship with your Heavenly Father. If you like to see Him as Mother, that you have this relationship when you can go to Him. You don't need anybody in between, but you can go to Him personally and talk empty, be revitalized at any given moment and any given second of every day. That you can be down, depressed, out of your mind, and in an instant you can choose to have another thought, to live from the abundance of God, to know that you are loved, that you are here for a purpose, is a miracle. And then there are those miraculous miracles of somebody with cancer, you know, being miraculously cured, or somebody giving sight to the blind. There are those, and we look for those, but I just really wanted to get across today, there are those every single day miracles that we experience every day, and we just don't acknowledge them. We take it for granted, like we take it for granted a lover, you know, to have love and to be loved. To claim that you're loved, ask the lonely person. To have others around you that uplift you, encourage you, and empower you is a miracle. Ask somebody that don't have it. You know, when you can see someone that doesn't have those things that you take so for granted, ask them, is it a miracle? Well, let's talk about miracle. What makes a miracle and what is it? You know, basically, it's for us to decide that, really, when we think about it. You know, because what may be miraculous to mother, one person may not be perceived as that to another. But Merriam-Webster Dictionary describes miracle as an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. And, you know, there are skeptics that say that miracles may not happen because God doesn't do them anymore, which I could never understand that. If you can open your eyes, he does them. But believers know that miracles happen constantly as God works in the world. And there's different types of miracles. People throughout history have reported experiencing many different types of miracles. And each person's individual perspective on an event determines whether or not they consider it a miracle. Miracles like dramatic events, you know, like I said, an event like a terminal cancer patient spontaneously goes into a remission or a religious figure's apparition or dream can capture your attention as a miracle. Dramatic occurrences such as earthquake victims who's rescued after many days underneath rubble often are counted as miracles in the news. And then there's just those quiet yet unexplainable events that you may consider quiet. They're the everyday occurrences in our lives that you don't always see, but they are a miracle to the person that they're happening to. For example, figuring out how to solve an urgent problem after praying for guidance or meeting your future spouse and somehow knowing that you're meant to be together, that can be a miracle in somebody's life. There are many miracles in the religious world. Virtually all religions believe in some type of miracles, but what causes a miracle to occur really depends on your perspective about miracles. In the Eastern religion, people who practice Eastern religions such as Buddhism and Hinduism tend to believe that you can make miracles happen by performing mystical acts. In the Western religion, those who follow the Western religions such as Christianity, Judaism, and Islam often believe that a personal God performs personal miracles for a personal people, and he chooses to do this whenever he chooses to do that. And you know that there are many, many biblical miracles. The most famous miracles in the Old and New Testament, there are many of them. The Red Sea parting in the Old Testament. Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Now that was a miracle. Daniel in the lion's den in chapter 6 of the Old Testament. Daniel records the story of how King Darius had the prophet Daniel thrown into a lion's den to punish Daniel for praying to God. King Darius returned to the lion's den the next morning to discover that Daniel was unharmed. And he said, "My God sent his angels and he shut the mouth of the lions." Daniel tells of that in verse 22. Then, you know, the miracles that Jesus performed, like the loaves and the fish. Both the New Testament books of Matthew and Mark describe how Jesus fed more than 4,000 people using just 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish. All the food that the large crowd had available was provided by Jesus. And Jesus says in the verse 2, when deciding to perform the miracle, he says, "I have compassion for these people," and proceeds to take whatever they entrust to him to give what they need in return. So he took the 5 loaves and he made it multiply to feed 4,000 people. And you know, there is something we need to learn when we have these miraculous events happen in our lives. We really need to look at them first to be grateful and to thank God that this event occurred. And then to look at it in a deeper way and see what message is God trying to tell or communicate to you. And each miraculous event, it says something profound. It has something to teach you. No single explanation can be enough to fully understand the miracles and the miraculous things that happen in our lives. And sometimes you just have to look at them. God, you know, this is a great thing that I found the man of my dreams. I'm going to use that for example. You know, and when I, at a time when I didn't feel, and it didn't happen to me, but I'm using it, at a time when maybe you didn't feel that was going to ever happen for you, but then lo and behold, God brought this person into your life. You know, And the story behind that is that God can do exceedingly abundantly above anything we can think or ask. That scripture and the explanation of that scripture is itself a miracle. You know, I think what Israel Newbery was singing, that the moment that we don't put God in a box and we realize that there's no limits, there's no boundaries, that he just wants increase for us, and that we allow our mind to open to that. To me, a miracle is that spiritual opening in the present day atmosphere in which something miraculous occurs. And to me, I take it as this gift from God in that moment of span of time that he opens up and spiritually allows the spirit realm to come down to allow this spontaneous, miraculous event to happen in your life. And, you know, like I said before, once what's miraculous to one person may not be perceived as that to another, but it is. And the most important thing is that God is still, you know, as we say in the church, God is still in the miracle-making business. He really is. And miraculous miracles happen every day if we but open our eyes to look and see that they do indeed occur. And even in religious settings, and I hate to say religion, but in spiritual settings, for us to have the mindset of faith, to fill the atmosphere with faith, that this can indeed happen. People can be released, restored, renewed, healed, and delivered, to set the atmosphere for the expectation that this can indeed occur in today, in this time frame, in the now. That to me is how a miracle occurs, is that the people, the person, has this expectation, this faithful expectation that indeed this can and will happen. It's this positive transfer between you and God. God, I know it can happen. I believe. It's almost like that childlike faith that we talk about. It is. A miracle takes that childlike faith. You know, this is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. But you know how your child looks at you sometimes and wonder, especially dads, moms too, but they believe that you can do anything. You're like a superhero almost to them. Well, that is the type of faith and belief and expectation that just, it's so, I think it just pleases God's heart that we believe that he can, because he can, I'm a witness, that he can do anything. And so when we hold that expectation, that faith in our being, it ignites God to do miraculous things for us. And, you know, that excitement, that expectation, that faithful waiting for him and knowing that he shall do a good work, a good thing, it lights a fire and goes from one person to the other. To it creates an atmosphere of worship and an atmosphere where miracles certainly can transpire. And like I said, because it creates that atmosphere, it then produces a paradigm shift in the earthly atmosphere, and indeed the spirit comes down and can indeed work, and miracles are produced. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about miracles and to encourage people to believe with childlike faith and an expectation that this indeed, in today's time, in this very hour, in the now, right now, our God is still in the miracle working business, and miracles can happen every day, and they do, big miracles and small miracles in every way. You know, and just kind of talking about miracles, I, you know, am going through a book called A Course in Miracles by an author. Her name is Helen Schumann. And it's some profound things in there. And I thought as I was talking about miracles that I'd kind of go over one of the lessons that I was going over today in A Course in Miracles, and it's lesson 45. And this lesson is entitled, God is the mind with which I think. And I want to read a little bit of that and kind of talk about it a little bit. God is the mind and with which I think. That's lesson 45, and I'm just going to say it one more time. God is the mind with which I think. Okay, and I'm reading from A Course in Miracles now. Today's idea holds the key to what your real thoughts are. They are nothing that you think, just as nothing that you think you see is related to vision in any way. There is no relationship between what is real and what you think is real. Nothing that you think our real thoughts resemble your real thoughts in any respect. Nothing that you think sees bears resemblance to what vision will show you. And I know as you read that, as I read that, it sounds almost kind of confusing. Nothing that you think is real. Because sometimes we think thoughts that are contrary to what God believes about us. Because what God sees us as, what God knows that we are, that is a real thought. To think that you're stupid, not a real thought, and you need to delete it. To know that you're a powerful being because God lives in you, real thought. So you have to almost, and we've talked about that, choose the thoughts. Thoughts come in your mind, but you do not have to react or act upon the thoughts that come to your mind. So you have to find a way to delete those thoughts. And even as I'm talking about miracles, to be able to understand that is a miracle. And then the second verse, it says, you think with the mind of God. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. If you think with the mind of God, what does that mean for you? As I go on here. Therefore, you share your thoughts with him as he shares his with you. You share your thoughts with God, which you do, and he shares his thoughts with you. If you must quiet yourself and listen. They are the same thoughts because they are thought by the same mind, the God mind. To share is to make alike or to make one. Nor do the thoughts you think with the mind of God leave your mind. God's thoughts, once you receive them, a lot of times it's because we don't receive the thoughts of God because we've got all this cloudy, negative, bad stuff in our mind that we don't delete those negative thoughts that we don't need to have. Therefore, your thoughts in the mind of God as you are. They are in your mind as well where he is. As you are part of his mind, so are your thoughts part of his thoughts. Where then are your real thoughts? You know, the thoughts that you think, your real, your everyday thoughts. Today, in the Course of Miracles, we'll try to reach them. We will have to look them in your mind because that is where they are. They must still be there because they cannot have left. What is thought by the mind of God is eternal, being part of creation. And then there's a practice period here where you really think about your thoughts. And as I was saying, those thoughts that are not real, it's usually those negative thoughts. You can't do this. You ain't going to go nowhere. You ain't going to be nothing. Those are not real thoughts. Those are lies. And so those, when you get them, you capture them, and I say delete them, like you delete, 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 delete. This is not true of who I am. I'm kind of skipping around here, and we're going to five. Instead, we will try to recognize that only what God would have us to do is possible. We will also try to understand that only what God would have us to do is what we want to do. And we will also try to remember that we cannot fail in doing what he would have us to do. When you receive that, that's a miracle. When you receive that into your being, then you realize that you do what God wants you to do. You are capable, you can, and you will. There's every reason to feel confident that you will succeed, not only today, but every day. It is the will of God. So we begin the exercise by thinking, my real thoughts are in my mind. I would like to find them. And you find those real thoughts, like I said, those are the positive, affirming thoughts, the good things. And in the Bible it says, think on these. Think on the joyful, goodful, peaceful thoughts. And you go past, when those negative thoughts come in your mind, you go past them, and you reach to the eternal, peaceful, God-given thoughts. Let this mind be in you. That's also in Christ Jesus. And under all these senseless thoughts and mad ideas with which you have cluttered up your mind are in thoughts which you thought with God in the beginning. You release any of those mad, cluttered up thoughts. And you just allow your mind to flow in the goodness and the thoughts that God would put. What thoughts would God, even to think, what thoughts would God put in my mind? Thoughts of peace, joy, abundance. And to practice this, to think on these things, the goodness of God, how God is good, how his mind is in you. And if his mind is in you, then the thoughts that you think contain the thoughts of God. So that would put your thought process in a whole nother level and help you to think in a whole nother existence of being, that all things are possible. For this kind of practice, only one thing is necessary. You have to see yourself as like an altar dedicated in heaven itself to God the Father and God the Son, for such is the place you are trying to reach. You will probably be unable yet to realize how high you are trying to go, because if you really think the thoughts of God, knowing that his mind is in you, you can't even fathom really how high those thoughts, because he said, my thoughts are higher than yours. My ways are higher than yours. So just to think. Yet with this little bit of understanding that you've already gained by just even contemplating that is a possibility for you to reach, you should be able to remind yourself that this is no idle game, but it's an exercise in holiness. That's being holy, knowing that you are a vessel that contains the thoughts of God. It holds you to a certain place of accountability that you would really monitor and watch the thoughts that you think. First, about yourself. What if we really monitored the thoughts that we thought about ourselves and thought like God sees us? He sees us as his child that is good, that he wants only good for us and to get good to us. He sees us as beautiful, powerful beings, able to create like he's able to create. So if you contain those thoughts, you would be in a state of holiness. And then to see yourself that way, and then to begin to see others that way. So in this lesson, in this practice today, it's important to understand that thinking as God would have you to think is to understand the holiness of the mind that thinks with God. Take a minute or two as you repeat the idea throughout the day to appreciate your mind's holiness. That is indeed a miracle, to appreciate your God mind, your mind's holiness. Take a minute to thank God. Thank you, God, that my mind is a part of your mind. And it is holy. We thank you for that. So I just want to, you know, just give you a moment to think that the mind of God is in you, and that is the mind that you should think with every day. The mind of God is in you, and that is the mind you should think with every day. How powerful would you be if you thought with your God mind? It is possible. It's a practice. It's a presence. It's a place. It's thinking with the holy mind of God. And if you thought with that mind, how powerful you would be. And it's a testimony of how powerful we are, because it says it in the scripture. Let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. You are powerful, holy being. Think like it. Act like it. Speak like it. It's a miracle, darling. It is such a miracle. Well, this is the end of the program. You know, we are miraculous beings. We have the power of thought. It is a miracle that we can. I had a guest last week that she said it's alchemy, alchemization. We can take what's negative, alchemize. That means change the constitution of it. change the constituents of it. Take that thought, renew it, delete it, and make another thought that you are a powerful being and you can do anything. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's taking alchemy to a situation, changing it, changing the atmosphere and all the mechanics of that and making something new. I can do all things. So you have a blessed week. You be blessed. Be powerful because you are. Choose to be that way. It's a miracle. Be beautiful because you are. You are. It's a miracle, and you're made to be that. Be creative because your God, your Father, is a creator, and you're a creative being. It's a miracle, and you are that. Have a very blessed week. As we go out, I just want to tell you, have a blessed week. Be all that you can be. And it's all good. It is all so God. I'm going to go out with Israel Newbury. It's not for you. It's not for your glory. It's not for your faith. It's not for God. Where would you be? We're going to go out with that. Be so blessed. Have a blessed week.
Where would